今天早上又一起聚集来敬拜他，我们一起来听主的话。
Thank the Lord that this morning that we're able to gather in His name to worship Him and also to hear His words.
看见许多新的面孔，欢迎你们第一次来我们教会。
I've seen a lot of new faces, so I'd like to welcome you all to our church.
暑假的时候人来人往特别多。
So during the summer times, there are a lot of people coming in and going, leaving.
但愿你们暑假在西雅图能够有一个美好的经历。
I hope that you have a wonderful experience during the summer in Seattle. Yeah,
这里是美国最好的夏天。
So this is the best summer in the U.S.
好，我们继续来交通这个最近我讲的一个系列在启示录，圣经最后一本书。
Let's continue our series of sharing this recently. And this, the message is in the book of Revelation.
为着我们有一些人是第一次来，我要读几节我们过去讲过的，但是有的人没有听过，所以我们需要念一下。
So for newcomers, I'll quickly recap some of the passages we read before to help catch you up.
请打开启示录第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
对。我们注意它有几句关键的词汇。
Please pay attention to a few key words and phrases.
第一章第一节，耶稣基督的启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
So chapter 1 verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave him to show to his bond servants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated by his angel to his bond servant John.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
Who testify to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he has saw.
第三节是一个非常有意思的一节圣经。
So verse 3 is a very interesting passage.
他说，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
所以今天大家是有福的。
So today everyone here is blessed.
你也念了。
Or you have read this.
你也听了。
And you have heard these words.
如果你照着去行，你今天就要蒙大福。
And if you could heed those words and act upon them, then you will be blessed greatly.
圣经有66卷书。
So there are 66 books in the Bible.
只有这一卷这么说的。
And it's only in this particular book has it been written as such.
他给一个理由。
And it gives this reason.
因为日期近了。
For the day is near.
什么日期？
So what is it talking about?
就是主耶稣第二次回来那个日期近了。
And it's talking about the time when the Lord Jesus' second return.
我想所有的基督徒，如果你到今天都还没有感觉那个日期近的话，你大概这个基督徒是白干了。
So I feel like if you as a Christian, if you still haven't feel like the time is near now, then you've probably been a Christian in vain.
好，那么下面我们再来看第四章。
So let's take a look at chapter 4.
第一节
verse 1，
此后我观看见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
So chapter 4 verse 1, after these things I looked, and behold a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me saidCome up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things.
我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne.
这里看到有一位坐宝座的在天上。
And here we can see that there's one who sits upon the throne in heaven.
然后跳到第五节。
And skip to verse 5.
有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
And verse 5. Out from the throne comes flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
在这里我要让大家特别注意七灵七灯。
Here I want you to pay special attention to the seven lamp and seven spirit of God.
然后到第五章,
and then chapter 5,
第一节,
verse 1.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印封严了。
I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back sealed up with seven seals.
第二节，我又看见 一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
Verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals?
第五节,
Verse 5.
长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看哪，犹太支派中的狮子。 大卫的根,他已得胜,能以展开那书卷,揭开那七印。
And one of the elders said to me, Stop weeping, behold the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals.
第六节,我又看见宝座与四活物并长老中有羔羊站立,像是被杀过的,有七角,七眼。 就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的。And
I saw the between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain having seven horns and seven eyes which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
所以你注意第四章讲到七灯七灵神的七灵。
So in chapter 4, pay attention to where it's talked about there are seven lamps and seven spirits of God.
那么现在到了第五章, 又提到七角,七眼,七灵。
And so now in chapter 5, it talks about seven horns, seven eyes, and seven spirits.
他特别讲到这个七灵,神的七灵,是奉差遣往普天下去的。
And especially talk about how these seven spirits were sent out into all the earth.
好,那么我们现在就来到今天的主题的章节是在第六章。And
so now we come to the theme for today, which is in chapter 6.
我跟我的弟兄轮流,我读第一节,他念第二节,我们节省时间就中英文,你念英文,我念中文。我们要从第一节念过来,念完这一章。
And so to save time, we'll alternate reading from the pulpit. So we'll start with the chapter verse 1 in Chinese and then verse 2 in English, and we'll alternate.
第一节,我看见羔羊揭开七印中的第一印的时候,就听见四活物中的一个活物,声音如雷说,你来。
Verse 2, And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and conquered.
揭开第二印的时候,我听见第二个活物说,你来。
And another, a red horse, went out, and to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth, and that men should slay one another, and a great sword was given to him.
揭开第三印的时候,我听见第三个活物说,你来,我就观看,见有一匹黑马。 骑在马上的手里拿着天平,
and I heard as it were a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine.
揭开第四印的时候,我听见第四个活物说,你来。
And I looked, and behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death. And Hades was following with him. And authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by the wild beasts of the earth.
揭开第五印的时候,我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, wilt thou refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth?
于是白衣赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说，你还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄，也向他们被杀，满足了数目。
I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood.
天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样。
The sky was split apart like a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places.
地上的君王、城宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站立得住呢？我要理解这里头四个印讲的四匹不同颜色的马。
So we need to understand that in the first four seals that were broken, there are four horses.
你如果去看解经的书，那真是叫做百家争鸣，各种理论都有。
And so if you were to read Bible commentary books, that everybody has an explanation for what that means.
但是我觉得读圣经最好是能够以经解经。
I feel that it's best to explain the Bible with other passages from the Bible.
也就是说，解释圣经不要靠人自己的想象来解释。
In other words, if you understand the Bible, do not use man's wisdom to interpret it.
神的话让神自己来解释。
Allow God's word to be explained, interpreted by His own words.
所以你要到其他的经文里面去看有没有类似的经文怎么解释这四匹马。
So we need to go and take a look at other similar passages, and see how they explain about horses.
请你打开撒迦利亚书旧约。
So please turn to your Old Testament book of Zechariah.
旧约的撒迦利亚书，我们要读的是第一章。
And we'll read from chapter 1.
撒迦利亚书第一章第七节要念到十一节。
Book of Zechariah chapter 1 verse 7 and we'll read until verse 11.
对，还是一样，我跟我的弟兄轮流来读它哈。
And again, we'll alternate reading from the pulpit.
对，第七节念到十一节。
Verse 7 to 11.
对。所以这里有四匹不同颜色的马。
So here there are four different color horses.
大利乌第二年十一月，就是希巴特月二十四日，耶和华的话临到义多的孙子比利家的儿子先知撒迦利亚，说
I saw at night, and behold, a man was riding on a red horse, and he was standing among the myrtle trees which were in the raven, with red sorrel and white horses behind him.
我对于我说话的天使说主啊这是什么意思他说我要指示你这是什么意思
And the man who was standing among the myrtle trees answered and said These are those whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth
那些骑马的对站在番石榴树中间耶和华的使者说我们已在遍地走来走去见全地都安息平静好这里有一点点这个解释
So here there's an explanation here
但是还不够完全我们要到第六章
But it's not complete So let's turn to chapter 6 It's the same book
跳到第六章我们要从第一节念到第七节
And we'll read from verse 1 to verse 7
第六章第一节到第七节
Chapter 6 verse 1 to verse 7
我又举目观看，见有四辆车从两山中间出来，那山是铜山。
With the first chariot were red horses, with the second chariot black horses.
第三辆车套着白马，第四辆车 套着有斑点的状马。
Then I spoke and said to the angel who was speaking with me, What are these, my Lord?
天使回答说，这是天的四风，是从普天下的主面前出来的。
With one of which the black horses are going forth to the north country, and the white ones go forth after them, while the dappled ones go forth to the south country.
撞马出来要在遍地走来走去，天使说，你只管在遍地走来走去，他们就照样行了。在这段圣经里面，我们注意的是第五节。
So here in these passages, pay attention to verse 5.
因为前面说这是什么意思?
For before that, he asks, what do these mean?
所以第五节是解释。
So verse 5 explains what these are.
天使回答说,这是天的四风。
The angel replied to me, these are the four spirits of heaven.
所以你注意,中文跟英文的翻译在这个地方不一样。
So pay attention, the Chinese version and the English version has differs slightly.
我们中文翻译四风。
So in the Chinese version, it says the four winds.
英文呢?
In the English version, it says four spirits.
啊,四个灵。
So four spirits versus four winds.
都没有错。
So it's all correct.
因为在圣经里面这一个字灵有的时候也翻译成风。
For in the Bible, in the original word for this, sometimes it's translated as spirit, and other times it's as wind.
那个看不见的灵在运动的时候，就跟我们这个看不见的空气在吹的时候相似。
So the spirit that's invisible as it moves, it's just the same as the invisible air when it moves, it's like wind.
对，所以我们今天人活在这个世界上，我们大家比较注意的都是看得见、摸得到的，跟五官感觉得到的这个世界，我们称为物质的世界。
So today we call the things that we can feel and sense with our five senses as the physical world.
那有的人呢，创造一个理论叫做唯物论，只有物质，什么其他也没，什么都没有。
And so there are these people who subscribe to this theory of
materialism.
对啊。
但是事实上，这是非常狭窄的。
But in reality, this is very shallow and narrow.
还有一个看不见的世界。
It's also the invisible world.
对，那个看不见的世界，虽然你眼睛看不见，手摸不到。
So in this invisible world, even though you can't see with your eyes or nor touch with your hands,
但是也是一个实体。
But it is a reality.
啊，我们称它为灵界。
And so that's the spiritual world.
那一个就是神与鬼所存在的世界。
And that is a world in which God and Satan exist.
那个世界其实是比这个物质的世界更大更真实。
And that world is even greater, larger, and more real than this world that we know.
只有圣经告诉我们，我们所有今天看得见的世界是从那个看不见的来的。
And the Bible tells us that today that the world that we see that existed came from came from the world that didn't exist, that could not be seen.
对，那么所以在圣经的第一句话，创世纪第一章第一节。
So that's why in the very first book of the Bible, the very first sentence,
起初神创造天地。
Says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
然后第二节就说，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And in the second verse it says the earth was formless and void.
然后神的灵运行在水面上。
The Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
所以你就知道，这个整个的这个世界是有这个神的灵运行在这一个水面上。
And so from this you understand that there's the Spirit of God that was moving over the surface of the water in this world.
所以一切都是从神的灵的运作而产生的。
So all of this came from the actions of the Spirit of God.
好，那我今天这是如果你记得我过去所讲的，就整个的启示录是约翰在巴摩海岛所看见的一个异象。
And so if you recall, the whole entire book of Revelation is recorded by John, what he saw on the island of Patmos.
约翰就是耶稣十二个门徒的中间的一个，也是最后留下来，其他十一个都已经寻到了。
And so John is one of the 12 disciples. He's also the very last remaining of the 12 disciples, for all the 11 others have been martyred.
那么他现在人是被当时的罗马皇帝窦米田放逐在这个荒岛上面。
And so John was being exiled to the island of Patmos by the Roman emperor at the time.
这个时候他的年龄已经都是九十几岁，一个很老的老弟兄。
And at that point, he's in his 90s. He's a very old brother.
皇帝逼迫所有信耶稣的人。
And the emperor persecuted all those who believe in Jesus.
那这个教会的领袖就被抓，被放逐。
And so as a leader in church, he was arrested and was exiled.
在这个孤单的晚年，好像世界的人都忘记他，不能够跟他接触，但是他所侍奉的这位耶稣向他显现。
So in his lonely remaining days, him, as it seems like when all the world has forsaken him, is at that moment that Lord Jesus revealed himself to him.
所以他把他记下来，他所看见的，耶稣要他都记下来。
And so Jesus ordered him to record everything that was being revealed to him.
所以在他的第一句话就说，耶稣基督的启示。
And so that's why in the very first sentence it says this is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
就是说这整个的这一个启示录是要启示这位耶稣到底是谁。
And so in other words, this entire book of Revelation is to reveal who Jesus Christ is.
而且他跟上帝的旨意是什么关系。
And also, what's the relationship between him and the will of God?
然后又告诉我们，上帝这个旨意是怎么样在他的手中来执行的。
And also, it tells us how is the will of God being executed in Jesus' hands.
啊，这整个的过程就借着八个意象，告诉了这一个神的仆人约翰。
And so, this entire thing has been revealed through eight visions to the servant of God.
所以为什么这本书读的去念去听的人有福呢？
So why is it that those who hears and who reads this book will be blessed?
因为我们在这个世界的时候，我们都在问一个问题，我来了干嘛？我为什么活在这个世界？
Because all of us ask the same question, why am I here? What am I doing in this world?
实际上没有一本书告诉你。
But in reality, no, there's no other book on this earth can tell you this.
只有圣经把人的来龙去脉清清楚楚地讲，告诉我们。
And only the Bible will tell the entire history, the purpose of human beings.
那在这一卷书里头就说出他的目的，神的创造的目的。
And in this book, it tells us, it reveals the purpose of why God created man.
他特别讲到神自己有一个名字。
And especially talk about God has this name.
他的名字称为首先的，也是末后的。
And the name is He is called Alpha. He's also called Omega.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
一切从他开始。
It means that everything started from Him.
而且一切的终局也结束在他的身上。
And also everything ends with Him.
也就告诉我们，我们整个这个浩瀚的宇宙是因着他开始，也要因着他来。最后的结局在他的身上。
In other words, this whole entire vast universe started with him, and it will end with him.
他要告诉我们一步一步，这位神怎么样把这个整个在这个人的身上的这个旨意来完成。
And it shows us step by step how his will be complete, will be finished on man.
那所以，如果你听见了、念了这个话，而且能够跟神的旨意怎么样配合的话，你能不蒙福吗？
And so therefore, if you have read the word, you have heard it, and also you heed to those words, can you not be, help but be blessed?
同意吗？
You agree?
如果你真的明白神的旨意在这个地球上是这样的清楚告诉你，而你愿意跟他合作，你当然是神所喜悦所祝福的一个人。
So if you could clearly understand the will of God and heed his words and to work together with him to achieve that purpose, of course you will become someone who God delights in.
所以你就会看到第二节他说到是神的道与耶稣基督的见证，就是这个缘故，他在传道，他在受逼迫。 他在受苦。
So that's why in Revelation chapter 1 verse 2 it says, who testify by, to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ even to all that he saw.
他第一个意象看见的是一个金灯台，有一个人子行走在七个金灯台当中。
And so the very first vision he saw is the seven golden lampstands and then the Son of Man was walked among the golden lampstands.
我不重复了，我就点一下就结束。
So I'll not repeat those, I'll just kind of briefly.
来到他第二个意象。
And then the second vision.
这个第二个意象，这个镜头从金灯台圣所转到了至圣所，在宝座前。
And so now the scene has changed from the lampstand to the holy holies, to before the throne.
那天我讲这篇信息的时候，你们记得有什么背景吗？
So that day when I was sharing on this message, do you remember what kind of background I was giving?
就是奥巴马说一句很可怕的话。
And the background is that on that day, Obama, President Obama, said this.This very,
因为他讲这，奥巴马讲这句话是根据于前面美国的最高法院宣布，那是在6月26号。
And what he said is related to what the Supreme Court had decided on that day. That was on June 26.
什么事？
What was it?
同性恋婚姻合法。
And so that on that day, the Supreme Court proclaimed that the gay marriage is legal.
然后奥巴马马上就说了。
And then Obama, President Obama immediately.
这是我们美国最荣耀的一天。
This is the most glorious day in the history of the United States.
整个的白宫就用那个彩色的灯光打的七彩。
And then the whole entire White House was under the light of the rainbow color lights.
好像人今天疯狂到一个地步，可以把上帝所定规的婚姻就变成了人的法律可以重新下定义。
And it seems that man has come to a point where he thinks he can completely redefine what God had defined originally, and trying to redefine it using laws.
到底是神说了算？还是人说了算。
Whether the word of God counts or is this what a man says counts.
所以那一天我讲这篇信息的时候，我就是说，地上在那个时候好像皇帝，罗马的皇帝说了算。
So on that day, in my message, it seems that back in time of when the Bible was written, at that time it seems the emperor of time, what they say goes.
可以逮捕这些信耶稣的人。
And they could order to capture.
生杀大权好像是掌握在这个皇帝的手里。
And the power of life and death seem to be in the hands of these emperors.
但是神让他看见还有更高的宝座在天上。
But God allows him to see that there is an even higher authority, higher throne.
那个才是最终。拍板的，对吗？
That is the ultimate authority.
所以人说的话不算的。
So people's words do not count.
罗马的皇帝在哪里？今天？
Where is the Roman emperor now?
历史历代这些有名的国度，今天在哪里？巴比伦在哪里？
All those famous empires, where are they now? Where is the empire of Babylon?
对吧？你去看历史就很清楚了。
If you read history, you understand this.
只有神的国永远。
Only the kingdom of God is everlasting.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
第二个意象第一个部分就讲到父神坐在宝座上。
So in the second vision, the first part talk about the Heavenly Father sits upon the throne.
那是第四章。
And that's in chapter 4.
然后到了第五章就问了一个问题。
And then in chapter 5, he asks this
question. 这个问题是说有谁配从父的手中拿那个书卷来揭开那个七印。
And in chapter 5, they ask, who is worthy to receive the book from the hands of the Father and to open up the seals?
但是在天上地上 地底下去找，找不到一个都没有。
And yet they can't find anyone to do this in heaven, on earth, or under the earth.
所以约翰大哭。
And so that's why John wept.
在他哭的时候，忽然间听到一个天使跟他说：“不要哭。”
But then all of a sudden, as he was weeping, he heard this voice from the angel.
找到了。
He said, "Do not weep."
有一个人，有一位，他是谁
？There is one, and who is he?
他是犹大支派中的狮子，就是以前两千年前的一个预言。
He is the lion from the line of
tribe of Judah.
就是 tribe of Judah.
然后他又是大卫的根。
It's also seed of David.
他不是别人，就是那道成肉身的耶稣。
And he is Jesus Christ.
他得胜 他在地上33年半把撒旦的权柄击垮了。
And while he's on earth for 33.5 years, he completely destroyed the power of Satan.
他顺服了神的旨意。
And because he was obedient to the will of God.
甚至死在十字架上。
To the point of death upon the cross.
所以就把撒旦那个背叛的灵打破了。
And so he was able to defeat Satan's rebellious spirit.
他就能够配来执行上帝的旨意。
And so therefore that's why he was worthy to execute God's will.
好，在这个背景里面有一个就是叫做七灵、七灯、七角、七眼，就是圣灵。
And so within this revelation, this vision is the seven horns, seven eyes, and the seven spirits. So this is the Spirit of God.
所以你要看见执行者是谁，是这位神的儿子耶稣基督。
So from this you can see that who's the executor, that person is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
但是真正在地上做工的是谁？
However, who is the one who actually does the work on earth?
真正在那里日日夜夜不坚持到底在那里做工的是七灵。
So the one who actually does the work who is day and night is actually are the seven spirits.
想想我们每一个人，你自己回想，你本来是根本不认识神，也不要神的人。
Think back to yourself.
有一天你信了。
That you started with as someone who doesn't know God and doesn't want God, but all of a sudden now today you believe.
你回想你在礼拜五我们听九位弟兄姊妹做见证。
Think back.So on this past Friday, we heard a testimony from 9 brothers and sisters.
每个人见证都不一样。
Everyone's testimony are different.
对吧？因为我们每个人背景都不一样。
Because we all have different backgrounds.
但是在里面有一条线是一样的。
However, there is this one common thread.
就是在冥冥之中，神的手在那里引导我们。
Unknowingly, there's the hand of God guiding us.
你有一天就信了。
One day.Believed.
对吧？
Is it true?
我想这个故事在每一个人的身上，只要你是一个基督徒，你都有同样的经历。
I think as a Christian, we all share this similar experience.
那你之所以信，是因为你比别人聪明吗？
Or do you think that you believe is because you're smarter than anyone else?
或者你长得比别人潇洒漂亮呢？
Or because you're more handsome or more beautiful than other people?
都不是。
That's not it.
都是奇妙神的拣选
It's because we were chosen by God.
那这个整个的过程谁是后面引导的那个力量呢
And so who is the one that's behind all of this?
只有一位
And just, there's just one
圣灵
It's the Holy Spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So, dear brothers and sisters
我们看见宝座
We see the throne
这是创造宇宙万有的真神他做宝座这是宇宙的宝座
And so this is the creator of our entire universe. He's the one who sits upon the throne of the universe.
然后你就看到他的儿子。
And then we see that his son.
顺服宝座的旨意来到这个地上道成肉身。
And because he obeyed the will of the throne, so he came onto this earth, the word became flesh.
完成了在地上的工作。
And he completed his work on earth.
然后他就升到高天。
And then he was ascended into heaven.
他被高。
And he was anointed,
被立为基督
and was established as Christ.
然后拿到这个小卷神的旨意
and he took the book from
然后把这个旨意从 那天开始一直执行到启示录的结束
and from that day on he executed the will that's written in that book all the way until the time mentioned in the book of Revelation
那圣经结束在什么事情上
So where does the Bible end?
就告诉我们，新天、新地、新耶路撒冷。
And it ends, the Bible tells us that ends with the new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem.
那是神启示给我们最终他要达到的目标。
And so that's what God revealed to us as His ultimate goal.
那怎么样从今天这个现状达到那天的目标？整个的这个启示录用八个意象来说明的。
And so how we go from the beginning until when the revelations, when this is become a reality, is shown by these eight visions.
我们暑假出到常常到外面去旅行。
And so oftentimes during summertime we go out on trips.
你可能去一个地方你从来没有去过。
You may be going to a place that you've never been before.
请问你需要什么?
So let me ask you this, what do you need?
除了钞票以外,
to get there other than having enough cash.
地图吧?
So map?
啊?
You need map?
现在叫GPS, 但是还是根据地图啊。
So now we use GPS, but it's based on the map.
你有了图,你就都定了,你知道按着这图走。
So once you have that map, you feel a lot more confident because you know that as long as you follow the map, it will get you to where you need to go.
没有图呢, 眨眼,
but if you don't have the map, then
对吧?
you have no,
所以,
no hope.
这个启示录就是告诉我们, 从我们今天所在的情形, 或者更严, 准确地说, 从耶稣升天以后, 到他回来, 到他整个这个过程, 怎么样引到最后, 神, 最终的旨意, 这一条路, 世界上, 请问有哪一本书告诉我们呢?
Let me ask you this, is there any other book on earth that shows us clearly how, for us, starting from the time when Jesus was sent into heaven until the time that's described in the book of Revelation, how we get there from that beginning to this end? Is there any other book that shows us how?
没有。
There is no other
你翻遍天下的书绝对没有。
And you can read all the books you want, but there is no other book.
只有这本书告诉我。
But this one, which tells us.
所以每一个基督徒都应该好好读的。
So every single Christian should read this book.
你知道这个神的计划, 祂是怎么样从这点到那一点, 那如果你跟着祂走, 笃定不笃定?
So if you know God's plan by after reading this book, and you know how God is going to lead us from the beginning until where He wanted to end up with, if you already know how this path is going to go, will you not have confidence in your heart?
阁下认为如何?
What do you think?
啊? 那是很清楚的, 对不对?
Of course, it's very clearly laid out.
除非你说我根本就不相信。
Of course, unless you said, I do not believe.
啊, 这是天书, 这是天方夜谭。
So this is just gibberish. This is just
heavenly book.
If this is what you said, then I truly question
whether you're a true Christian. 你如果是真的基督徒,
if you're a real Christian, you're a true Christian,
那你就必须相信神的话。 不会骗我们的,
and you will believe that God does not lie to us.
那这是我想每一个基督徒都应当经历去查验的事情。
And so I think this as a Christian, every single Christian should experience and examine for themselves.
好,那下面我就很快地来看第六章的这四匹马。
And so next we'll take a look at these four horses that's mentioned in chapter 6.
因为它一个印开的时候,每一个印都出来一匹不同颜色的马。
For every time a seal is broken, there's a different color horse that came out.
对吧? 第一印对照的是白马。
So the very first seal is the white horse.
第二印对照的是红马。
And the second one is the red horse.
第三印对照的是什么马?
And the third seal is a black horse.
那第四印呢?
And the fourth seal is a gray color horse.
它用不同的颜色来区分每一个马所有的功能是不太一样的。
And so it uses different color to signify the different purpose of these horses.
那在圣经里面唯一你能看到不同颜色的马的圣经就是我带你们刚刚念的撒迦利亚书两个。 两个地方,
the only other book in the whole entire Bible in which you talk about different colored horses, it can be only found in the two chapters that we just read in the book of Zechariah.
那这一个意象是给当时的一个先知,一个年轻的先知叫做撒迦利亚。
And so that vision back then was revealed to a prophet at the time called Zechariah.
那那本书的背景是犹太人不听神的话,亡国了。 是被掳到巴比伦去了。
And the background of when this book was written is at the time when the Israelites they lost their country and then they were being enslaved and brought to other countries.
在埃及,不,在巴比伦做了奴隶,做了70年。
And they were being enslaved for 70 years in Babylon.
然后神要他们回国重新建家园重建圣殿。
And then God wants them to return back to their old country to rebuild their homes.
所以这个先知是在那个历史的背景里面看到这些异象说的这些话。
And it's with that background, this prophet Zechariah saw this vision.
那么我们重点不是讲那个故事，我们的重点是看这四匹马。
So our emphasis is not on that backstory, but rather on the four horses.
他看见这第一个异象的时候，就问了一个问题，跟我们大家都问的是一样，这是什么意思嘛
？And so when he saw the first vision, first horse, he asked the same question that we would all ask: What does this mean?
那第十节是他的解释。
And then verse 10 is the explanation.
这是奉耶和华差遣，在遍地走来走去的。
These were sent forth by God to be patrolling on the earth.
换言之，这个马是在遍地走来走去。
In other words, these horses will patrol the earth.
是谁打发他们的呢
？So who sent them forth?
啊，这是奉耶和华差遣。
And they were sent forth by God.
所以我们知道两件事：第一，是出自于耶和华神的打发。
And so we know two things. And first, that these horses came from, were sent for by God.
他们没有去月亮，也没有去什么火星，他们是去地球上，在全地走来走去。
They didn't go to the moon, they didn't go to Mars, but rather they go onto Earth to patrol the Earth.
但是到了我们是一知半解，所以才会有第六章。
And so that's why we come to chapter 6.
第六章的解释就更进一步了。
And so it becomes even clearer.
在第五节里面，天使回答说：“这是天的四个风或者四个灵。”第五节。
Chapter six. So in chapter 6, verse 5, it says, "I heard the third link saying, 'Come and look and behold a black.'"
No, 你现在是要是撒加利亚。
Okay, sorry. So Zechariah chapter 6.
对。
Chapter 6 verse 5, he said, "The angel replied to me, 'These are the four spirits of heaven going forth after standing before the Lord of all the earth.'"
所以还是四个灵从哪里来的？从耶和华主的面前出来的。
So these four spirits came from the Lord.
所以这样我们就清楚了。
So now it's clear.
那我们现在回到启示录这个四匹马，我们就知道是指着什么。
So now we come back to
四个灵，对吧
？Book of Revelation. Now these four horses represent the four spirits.
那我们刚刚读前面几章的时候，也就特别看到有七灵。
And so in the previous verses, previous chapter, we saw that there are these seven spirits.
所以你就知道，在整个的启示录里面，前半部最通常出现的一个号码就是七。
And so now you see that in the first part of Book of Revelation, the most commonly appeared number is seven.
七是时间中的完全，我以前解释过。
So I've explained this before, that the number seven is a perfect number in terms of time-wise.
Yeah. 到了启示录的后面。
And then comes the later part of Revelation, Book of
Revelation. 你就看不到七了，你看见的是十二。
You no longer see seven, and you start to see 12.
十二是在勇士中的完全。
And the reason is because number 12 is that this perfection in eternity.
对，那么为什么在勇士中的完全是十二呢？因为是三乘四。
And why is it perfect in eternity? It's because it's 3 times 4.
那七呢是三加四。
And then 7 is 3 plus 4.
对，三是代表的神的数字，因为神是三一的神。
And the 3 represents, it's a number for God because it's the triunal God.
四是受造的数字。
The number 4 represents creation.
所以神加上他所创造的一切，这就是他的完全。
And so when God is combined with everything that he created, that's perfection.
所以七是告诉我们是一个完全丰满的灵。
So seven tells us this is a complete and abundant spirit.
好，那你有了这个概念，那你现在看这四匹马出来的时候，是指着神的灵开始在这个地上怎么样运行
？So with this in mind, we see that these four horses, when they were released from the seal, that they started to work on earth.
那当然，在这个灵的世界的运行，是很复杂的。
And of course, patrolling in the spiritual world is very complicated.
那我们对灵的世界的理解只能根据圣经来做准，其他我们不能随便乱讲。
And of course, in understanding this, we could only use what's being talked about in the Bible, and we can't make any comment regarding anything else.
好，那么在这一地方，你看见这四个灵运行的时候，有四个每一匹马有不同的功能。
And so, well, these four horses, they each have a different purpose.
白马的功能是什么呢？他说是一个马上骑在马上的，拿着弓，有冠冕赐给他，使他出来又胜了又胜。
And what's the purpose of these horses? So the first one, he saw it was a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer.
第二匹马出这个红马出来的时候，就夺去了地上的太平，使人彼此相杀。
So the red horse, when it was released, it was granted to take peace from the earth.
第三个马出来的时候，黑马出来的时候，你就会发现一钱银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦，油和酒都不可糟蹋。也就是说，这个时候有通货膨胀的问题。
And so the black horse, when it was revealed, you see that hear this voice: a quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine. So that means there's inflation in the world.
为什么我这样讲
？So why did I say that?
因为一钱银子是当时罗马的时候一天的工资。
And the reason why I say that is because a denarius is equivalent to, at that time, a day's wage at the Roman time.
那用今天美国的工资来说，一天你能够赚多少美 minimum wage?
So to use today's standard, it's using today's minimum wage standard.
现在是九块，对吧？
It's $9 an hour.
九乘八。
So 9 times 8.
72。So、一天一个最起码的人可以赚$72一天的工资。
So that means anyone, even at minimum wage, they can make $72 a day.
那他说，你用一天的工资只能买一升的麦子。
So that means that you are using your full day's wage, but to only buy a quart of wheat.
要不然呢，就是买三升的粗，这是细粮。你要买粗粮的话，你可以买三升的大麦。
Or then, so that's the finer flour. And then if you wanted the more coarse ones, you could buy 3 quarts of barley.
想想看。
So imagine this.
你今天到店里面去买，需不需要用你一天的工资才买一升的麦子？
When you go to a store to buy these flours, does it require your entire day's wage to buy just
不需要吧?
one quart? You don't need
this. 但如果有一天你要花一天的工资才能够买一升的麦子或三升的大麦，你就知道奇贵无比了。
And so, but then, when the day comes that you need to spend your whole entire day's wage to buy but a quart of barley, of a quart of wheat, you know that things have really gotten out of hand.
那你就知道为什么呢？因为粮食贵了。
And you know, in that time, you know why. And the reason is because
那就意思就是说
the food price of food has gone up.
通货膨胀了。
And it means that there's inflation.
那也就是说这个供与需就是供需不平衡了，对吧？
And so that means the supply and demands are imbalanced.
他紧接着说，油和酒不可糟蹋，也就是物资紧缺了。
And it says, do not damage the oil and the wine. So that means that the these things are scarce.
到第四个印的是灰马。
And then the fourth seal is this ashen colored horse.
那就说到这个骑马的这个人。这个灵叫做死亡啊，死啊。
And it says that the one who sits on it has a name, death.
阴府随着他，有权柄赐给他们，可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽杀害地上四分之一的人。
And Hades was following with him. Authority was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by wild beasts of the earth.
所以你把这四匹马摆在一起，好事坏事？
So if you combine all these four horses together, is it a good thing or not so good thing?
当然是坏事。
Of course, it's not a good news.
对吧？是一个非常可怕的一个情形。
It's a bad news. It's a very frightening image.
所以。这个白马是什么？这一些怎么样来解释？我觉得最好的解释是耶稣自己的解释。
So how do you explain these horses? I think the best explanation comes from Jesus himself.
所以你就需要看耶稣当年讲他到末世的时候要有什么情形。
And so if we turn to take a look at how Jesus himself explained what will happen in the end times.
耶稣在马太福音24曾经回答门徒的问题。
In Matthew chapter 24, he responded to the disciples' questions.
你如果打开马太24,
if we turn to Matthew chapter 24,
第三节
verse
3, 我们要念到第九节
and we'll read until verse 9.
这几节 就是这四匹马，我觉得是最最最能够解释的那个灵的意思。
Now I think these verses can best explain those four horses, those spirits, the purpose, the meaning behind those.
我还是跟我弟兄，我们两个轮流念哈。
So again, we'll alternate reading.
大家看。
So please read along.
耶稣在橄榄山坐着，门徒暗暗的来说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”
And Jesus answered and said to him, "See to it that no one misleads you."
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震。
But all these things are merely the beginning of the birth pains.
那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。所以我想这一段话就是门徒问耶稣以后的日子会怎么样，你回来之前还有什么兆头。所以下面整个24章25章就是回答门徒这三个问题。
And so in the beginning of chapter 24 is the disciples asking, so what are the signs of your coming and also of the end of the age? So the rest of that chapter as well as chapter 25 and 26 is Jesus answering their question.
好，那么在这个地方你看耶稣回答的第一句话。
And so here you can see the first sentence that Jesus responded with.
他说小心谨慎，对吧？
He warned them.
He said, 为什么要小心要谨慎呢？他说免得有人迷惑你们。
And the purpose is because so that no one misleads you.
那基督徒怎么会被迷惑呢？
And so how could Christians be misled?
就是因为真假难分。
Because it's hard to discern between who's the true real and who's the fake.
今天我们都怕买假货，对吧？
Today we're all concerned about buying fake stuff.
我们怕遇到骗子。
We were afraid that we met cheaters and liars.
你买过假货没有？
But have you bought fake
stuff? 你这辈子被骗过没有？
Have you been lied to in your life?
我想我们或多或少都有一些经验。
I think all of us have some degree to some degrees of experiences.
那你物质的损失固然心痛。应该讲肉痛。
So, you know, losing out materialistically, of course, you feel a little bit pain from that.
但是最厉害的伤害还不在你物质的层面。
However, the greatest harm is not in the materialistic things.
耶稣警告他们的时候是警告说你们的小心你们的灵魂呢。
And Jesus warned them that, said, be careful of your spirit.
有很多的人要冒我的名来说我是基督。
For there are many who will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many.
而且因为他能够行神迹奇事，所以才能够迷惑什么许多的人。
And also it's because he's able to do miraculous things, amazing things, and that's why he is able to mislead so many people.
对吧？23节他说，那时若有人对你们说基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要信，因为假基督假先知要起来显大神迹大奇事，倘若能行，连什么选民也都迷惑了。
So in verse
24章24节。
So in chapter 24, verse 24, it says, For false Christ and false prophet will arise and will show great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect.
所以我们今天就来到这个时间了。
So today we have come to this time.
对吗？
It's true.
我当然不是说奥巴马就是假基督假先知。
Of course, I'm not saying Obama is the Antichrist.
我要用他做一个例子。
But just as an example.
你看他那一天就说今天是美国最荣耀的日子。
So because on that day he said today is the greatest day of the United States.
他做总统发誓的时候是手按在圣经上发誓的。
So the day when he took office, he placed his hand on the Bible.
然后他那一天会说跟圣经相反的话。
But yet, on that day, he said something that's completely opposite to what says in the Bible.
他说同性恋现在终于合法了。
And he said that gay marriage is finally legal.
这是我们美国最荣耀的一天。
This is the greatest day in the history of the United States.
然后过两天他又跑到 South Carolina 去了。
And then 2 days later he went to South Carolina.
那边出了人命案，有八个人还是九个人在教会查经，被一个白人进去杀掉。
For that day that there's been the massacre, where there were 9 people who were killed by when they were gathering a church for Bible study.
他就去看那个教会。他们在举行那个追思聚会。
And so he went to visit the church and the people of the congregation there as they were holding the memorial.
他跟大家一起唱 Amazing Grace. 那真是 amazing.
And he was standing there singing with everyone, singing the song Amazing Grace. That is amazing.
对吗？然后他讲了一篇道，好像很感动人的，因为他很会讲话。
And so he gave a speech and it was very moving because he's a talented speech giver.
所以我用这个例子就让你看见人今天被他都迷住了。
And so I use this as an example how to show people how they were being deceived.
很多人崇拜他。
A lot of people worship him.
看他是英雄。
And they saw him as a hero.
对吧？他现在又要签一个什么合约跟伊朗。
So he's about to sign a certain agreement with Iran, nuclear.
迷惑人。
So misleading the people.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters
奥巴马还不会做大神迹大骑士
So he's not the only thing missing he's not able to do miraculous things or wondrous signs
有假先知假基督要行大神迹大骑士选民很多就被迷惑
There will be the Antichrist and there will be false prophets who will be able to do those wonders and miraculous things and to mislead people
这就是那个白马的灵
And that is the spirit of the white horse.
懂吗?
Understand this?
白马就是指的这样的情况。
The white horse represents this situation.
其他的就容易解了。战争大家也能够懂。民攻打民，国攻打国。
So the rest is very easy to understand. So war, nation against nation, people against people.
刚刚一钱银子买的我也解释过了。
And I also explained what it means to use a denarius to buy a quart of barley.
这四匹马我想大家应该很清楚。
So I think these four horses, everyone has a good understanding of this.
对不起，我再稍微借一下大家的时间。
So let me borrow everyone's time a little bit more.
因为第五、第六印也是非常重要的。
Because the fifth and sixth seal is also very important.
第五、第六印的时候
，So when it comes to the fifth and sixth seal,
稍微有一点不一样。
It's slightly different.
他说他看到第五印下面他看到一个祭坛
So in the fifth seal when that was broken he saw there's an altar
我们知道在旧约的启示祭坛是在什么位置
So in the Old Testament we know that the altar is located at where
在摩西的时代会幕的时候在会幕的外面在那个外院里头
And so in the time of Moses it's set up outside the tabernacle in the courtyard
Altar court,
in the altar court.
那么到了圣殿的时代也是一样，在圣殿的外面有一个外院，在那个外院的上面有一个铜祭坛。
And then, so in the time of the temple, there's also there's an altar court, and then there's a bronze altar.
对，那这就是他现在你可以看到他的镜头从至圣所转到什么祭坛。到外院。
So now the scene has changed from the Holy of Holies to the altar court, to the altars.
那在这个祭坛的下面有什么呢？他讲有被杀之人的灵魂。
And underneath the altar are the souls of those who have been slain.
那也就是这些为神的道与耶稣做见证的脑袋搬家的人。
And so in other words, these are the people who were martyred for the word of God.
好，那我们知道在教会的历史第一个被杀的寻道者是谁
？We know that in the history of the church, the very first one who was martyred is who?
斯蒂凡，对吧？在《使徒行传》的第七章、第八章，你看到斯蒂凡。
So Stephen is recorded in the book of Acts.
从他那一天起，这两千年来，有多少许许多多的为耶稣做见证的人丧命的，多得很。
And so from that point on, in the church 2,000 year history, there were many, many who lost their lives.
有兴趣到我们走廊最后面有一张寻道表，有没有？那是叫，那是在叫做全匪之乱，就是义和团的时候被杀的这些宣教士。
And if you're interested, there's a form outside the hallways which lists all those people who lost their lives during the Boxer Uprising.
对，他们的灵魂都在祭坛底下。
So their souls were also underneath that altar.
可是历史中告诉我们，所有寻道的人都是说跟斯蒂凡说的见证是一样。他说：“神啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
And then history tells us that all these people who were martyred at their very last moment, they said the same thing as what Stephen said, which is, please forgive them, God, for they do not know what they're doing.
这句话是真正是谁讲？
This sentence was uttered by who?
耶稣在十字架上所说的。
It was first uttered by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以寻道者的祷告其实都是耶稣在十字架上的祷告。
So all those who were martyred, their prayers is the exact same as what Lord Jesus Christ. So this is a prayer of grace. Here it's changed.
这是在圣经第一次让我们看见寻道者有一个祷告是伸冤。
So here is the very first time it shows us that those who are martyred, they have this prayer, which is to ask for judgment.
对吗? 要求圣洁真实的主为我们伸冤。
So that they were asked, that they were praying, they cried out with a loud voice for the Lord to avenge their blood.
所以这是一个信号。
So this is a sign.
恩典的时代到这个时候要结，快要结束了。
The time of grace ends at that moment, at that time.
对不对？
It's about to come
他说,
to end.
还有片时。
It said that there is. And that says there is but a brief moment.
对, brief moment. 就是说时间不多了。
So that means that the remaining time is few.
神是要伸冤的。
So God will.
神要审判的。
And God will pass judgment.
但是现在还等一个数目。
But he's still waiting. He's waiting for a number.
什么数目？
What number is that?
寻道者的数目填满，这个时间就到了。
And that's that when the numbers of martyrs were filled, then that's the time.
所以你最近在荧幕上 YouTube 上常常看到杀头，那些基督徒被谁杀头啊？不是罗马，现在没有罗马了。
So that's why on YouTube lately you're constantly seeing people being Christians being beheaded. Who
are
they being beheaded by?
回教徒嘛，他们在那里杀这些基督徒。
So they were being beheaded by the extreme Islamics.
对不对？所以现在正在进行，正在满足这个数字。
So this is happening now. It's picking up pace to fill that number.
对吧？
To fulfill that.
那你就知道只剩下什么片时了。
So from this, you know that the only brief times remaining.
第六印，
the sixth seal.
揭开第六印的时候，大震动，地大震动。
And I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake.
日头变黑，像毛布；月亮变红，像血。
And the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood.
这个，我想我们最近一直在讲一个很重要的事，这两年，去年跟今年。
So recently, we've been talking about this important thing since for last year and this year.
你们应该大部分的人在这里听我讲到的话，你们应该都知道。少部分人第一次来，可能你不知道。And
so most of you who are here often, you probably remember this, and so there are a few who may not know this because you're new.
四个血月有没有？
Well, we talked about the four blood moons.
听过的人举手。听过的。
Those who have heard this, raise your hand.
所以还有很多人没有听过哈。
So there seems to be still some number you haven't heard of the blood moon.
你如果上 NASA 的网页，
if you go to NASA's website,
你 search tetrad,
and if you search the word tetrad,
或者你用中文也可以了，你就写血月，
and or you use Chinese to type
你,
in.
你就可以看到有四个血月，
and you can see that there are four
四个血月
blood moons.
是出现在去年跟今年。
So these four blood moons appear in last year and also this year.
它会告诉你日期，很准确的。
And it will tell you the exact date.
去年四月十五号，第一个血月。
So last year it was April 15th.
去年的十月八号是第二个血月。
And second one is in October 8th.
然后今年的四月四号，第三个血月。
And this year, April 4th.
然后还有一个，第四个还没来。
And there's a fourth one, hasn't happened yet.
是9月28号。
And that is September 28th.
这是在NASA 的网页上就有的。
So you can find this in the NASA's website.
那一连两年都有血月，所以英文就给这样的现象，给一个词，叫做 tetrods。
So, because this happened for two consecutive years, and every year it happened two times, so there's an English word for it, which is called tetrad.
在历史中都发生过。
So it actually happened in history, throughout history.
但是如果这四个日子有一个犹太的拉比，他把犹太历放进去看的时候。
But however, for these recent four dates, there's a rabbi who used the Jewish calendar to look at these dates.
对，你有兴趣，你去找这个 Mark Blitz， 你 search 他这本书，你可以在什么网上可以买得到的。
And so, if you're interested, you can search for his book. Search for Mark Blitz, and you can actually find his book online.
非常有意思，郑重推荐你去读。
It's very interesting. I highly recommend it.
他把犹太历放上去了，他忽然间就发现一个很稀奇的事。
And so, when he replaced these dates with the corresponding dates in the Jewish calendar, he discovered something interesting.
这四个血月刚刚好都落在犹太人每年七个大节里面的两个重要的节日。
And so all these four occurrences happen to fall upon two of the seven important Jewish holidays.
第一个是犹太人的月节。
And the first is the Passover.
这是他七个节的第一个节。
So this is the very first holiday of the seven holidays.
第二次就发生在犹太人的七个节的最后一个节，祝棚节。
And then the last one, occurrence of this day happened on the last, the seventh holiday, which is the tabernacle.
那你们猜今年呢?
So take a guess about this year.
这两个血月发生在哪一个节日?
Which holidays do these two blood moons occur on?
同样,
Same thing.
再来一次。
It happened again.
所以四月四号是犹太人的月节。
So April 4th is the Jewish Passover.
那九月二十八号是他们的祝棚节。
And September 28th is their tabernacle.
对。那除了四个血月之外，今年的三月二十号。
And in addition to these blood moons, this year on March 20th.
那刚刚好夹在四个血月的正中间。
And happens right between these four blood moons.
那一天是月。不是月了，是日，是日全食。
And on that day, there was the solar eclipse,
对
complete eclipse.
那么，所以，然后呢，今年的九月二十八号之前，在吹角节的时候，会有日天食。
And so before September 28th, there will be before September 28th, there will be a.
就是
there's a partial solar
polar partial solar
there's a
eclipse
that there's going to be a partial solar eclipse that will happen.
对，所以这个五次的这样事情就很特殊了，都跟犹太人的节日发生关系。
So, but when all these five events happen and they are related to the Israelites' holidays, then This is very, very peculiar.
我没有时间去讲细节。有一天我在一个团契在那里讲过，全部仔细的讲了一次。
So I don't have time to go into detail about all this. I have shared about this with one of the fellowships one day.
长话短说。
So to summarize,
这种事是神向人做一个很重要的信号。
So this is a very important sign from God to man.
这个信号就是说有大事要发生。
And that sign is signals something important about to happen.
过去五百年发生过三次。
So in the past 500 years, it occurred three times.
对。
The first time is 1492.
犹太人被从西班牙赶出去。
The Israelites were kicked out from Spain.
第二次是1948年。
And the second is 1948.
犹太人王国2000年建国。
And so after 2000 years, after 2000 years of not having their own country, they rebuilt their homeland.
第三次是1967年。
And then the third time is in 1967.
是犹太人把他们的首都耶路撒冷从阿拉伯人手里得回来。
And as the Israelites regain their capital city of Jerusalem from the hands of the
所以你看这四个血月都落在这两个节期，只有在五百年中发生三次，都跟犹太人的历史重大事件发生关系。
So all these things in the past 500 years only occurred three times, and it all has to do with major important events in that has to do with the nation of Israel.
那今年又来了。
So it comes again this year.
这是21世纪的第一次。
So this is the first time in the 21st century.
那我们有主的话告诉我们有些事情要发生。
And so God's words tells us that something is about to happen.
我们只知道圣经讲过的话呢，那就是约珥书了，对不对？
And so we know that with the words come
from 约珥书第二章
the book of
Joel. 约珥书第二章有这么一句话，三十节
，Chapter 2 verse 30.
约珥先知说，在天上地下，我要显出奇事，有血，有火，有烟柱。
He said, I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and column of smoke.
31节，日头要变黑暗，月亮要变血，这都是在耶和华大而可畏的日子未到之前。
The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
那这一段圣经什么时候被引用的？就是五旬节那天，彼得在教会第一篇讲道的里头，就是引用这句话。
So when was this quoted for the first time? So it's quoted Pentecost, when Peter first gave his first sermon. He quoted from this.
对，他引用的时候就是说圣灵要降临，要浇灌凡有血气的。
And he said that the Holy Spirit will come down to all those with breath.
但是约珥讲的预言不只讲到圣灵的浇灌，还后面讲到日头要变黑，月亮要变红，像血，然后有血有火有烟雾。
And so Joel's sharing is not only just that, but also there will be where the sun becomes dark, the moon will turn to blood, there is going to be the smoke pillars,
有血有火
and there's blood and there's fire.
对，有这些事情要出现的时候，什么事情要发生？他讲，耶和华大而可畏的日子近了。
And then when these things happen, he said that the great and awesome days of the Lord comes.
对不对？这是预言在旧约讲过，然后新约的开始，《使徒行传》，彼得在讲。
So these things been prophesied in the Old Testament, and then in the New Testament, in Acts, Peter once again mentioned about this.
好，那你现在到了第六印来了。
And then now you come to the sixth seal,
对吧？地震，而且是大的地震。
And there's going to be an earthquake and also a great earthquake.
今年最大的地震发生在哪里？
Which is for this year so far, where did the biggest earthquake happen?
尼泊尔
in Nepal.
对吗？喜马拉雅山
Himalayas.
九级大地震，还是八点几级，反正很大很大。
8 point some or 9 on the Richter scale.
在那个大地震里面，你知道哪一个庙被毁掉了吗？
And in that great earthquake, you know which temple was destroyed?
你们去网上去找。
And you can go and look, read up on the web.
这是你们的 homework.
And so that's your homework for today.
那个是今年最大的地震。
So that's the biggest one this year so far.
然后日头变黑，你们应该九月还可以再看一次。
And so when the sun becomes dark, you can see it one more time in September.
月亮变雪。
And the moon become blood.
九月的雪月，我们教会有一些人跑到耶路撒冷去看，但是不知道看得见看不见，应该看得见。
So the blood moon that occurred in September, I think some of us will be in Jerusalem to see it.
科学家告诉我们，那个雪月是最大的月亮。
So scientists tell us that on that day the blood moon will become the biggest, the most roundest.
因为距离最近。
Due to the fact that it's closest.
是非常大的一个月亮。白白亮亮，然后忽然间变成像雪一样。
It's the moon will appear large and it's white, and all of a sudden it will become like blood.
美国也看得见。
You see it here in the U.S. as well.
所以你不要睡觉，那天九月二十八号好好看一看。
So don't go to sleep. So on that night, go take a look.
然后他说
，And it says,
天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动落下来，像乌。这是什么?
And the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig trees cast its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. What does this mean?
这个就是叫做流星雨，对吧?
So this is actually just called meteor shower.
对，那我在网上查了一下。
So I looked up online.
现在七月到八月，七月十三号到八月二十六号，今年现在。
So、this year from July 13 to August 26,
有最大的流星雨要出现。
It's going to appear the greatest, the largest meteor shower.
啊，在什么座呢？叫
Perseus，
我不知道这个字是希腊字还是什么字，念不出来的。
So this is going coming from the constellation Perseus.
对。英文中文翻译这个星座叫做英仙座，我不知道你们听过没有，听都听不懂。但是不管，就是在这个星座的地方会产生大的流星雨。今年七月十三号开始，一直到八月二十六号。
So from coming from this particular constellation will become the biggest meteor shower.
对，它可以达到一个小时一百个这个玩意儿。
And so the peak activity can occur up to 100 meteors per hour.
对，它的高峰是八月的几号？啊，反正八月是它的高峰。
So the peak activity occurs on August 12 to the 13th.
所以你到八月没事干，晚上睡不着，你就出去看这个。
So in August, if you have nothing else better to do, you could, if you can't fall asleep, you can look out and to take a look at the meteor shower.
对。所以我觉得我们现在在的时间是非常诡异的时间。
So I personally feel like we are in a time, a very peculiar time.
所有圣经讲的这些兆头都一样一样出现了。
A lot of these signs from the Bible are occurring one after the other.
他也提到在这第六印的结束，他说因为他们愤怒的，他们是指的就是圣父圣子圣灵，他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
And this is occurring when it descends, it means the end of, the beginning of the awesome day comes, and no one can stand against it.
就是约珥所说的大而可畏的日子。
And so just like Joel described, that's the great and awesome, the awesome day, the great and awesome day of the Lord.
感谢主，约珥的预言，他的结束不是结束在这个地方，说，哦呦，可怕的日子，说你们都糟糕了。
And so thank the Lord that his prophecy didn't just end at the great and awesome day of the Lord.
他结束是结束在凡求告主名的就必得救。
Rather, it ends with whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered.
所以今天能够谁能够救我们？人不能救我们。
So today, who can save us? Man cannot save us.
只有耶稣基督。
Only Lord Jesus Christ.
这是人类唯一的盼望。
This is the only hope of man.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的话清清楚楚地写在圣经里头。
For your words clearly spell out in the Bible.
从来没有改过。
And never changed.
今天我们在二十一世纪。
And today in the 21st century.
我们再来读你的话的时候。
And when we read your words once again.
虽然这些话是非常古老的话语。
Even though these are very ancient words.
但是今天好像一个新的道摆在我们的面前。
And today is still like this fresh and new, brand new road.
你的话解开就发出亮光。
And when your words are revealed, light shone forth.
使愚人通达。
And so it caused man to understand.
主，但愿你在启示录里面要给我们的祝福。
And we pray that the blessing you give us in the book of Revelation.
但愿今天在座每一位弟兄姊妹听见这些信息的。
And we hope that all the brothers and sisters who heard this message today
能够照着去行
can heed to the words
我们就可以蒙福
and then we'll be blessed
我们可以从这一个可怕的世代里头能够蒙拯救
and then we can be saved from this fearful world this time
听我们的祷告
please hear our prayers
祝福在座的每一个弟兄姊妹
and bless every brother and sister who are here
奉主耶稣的名
we pray in Jesus' name
Amen